Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is August 9th, 1943, and the title is Medicine and Ballots. Thanks for being a subscriber, and let's get into it.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's danger on the trail ahead! I'll Silver! Away!
Dan Reed guided his colt down the main street of a little town called Buffalo Point. A few moments later, he reined up sharply in front of a small white house.
Ho, Victor, ho, boy. I won't be long, Victor. Just talk to the doctor a few minutes. Hello, Dr. Lane.
Dan Reed. How are you, son? Come on in. Sit down and tell me about yourself. We're the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
We're camped over by the river.
Good. And how's that broken finger of yours I bandaged about 4 weeks ago?
Oh, it's fine now, Dr. Lane. Just as good as new. There really wasn't much sense in coming in to see about
it. Lone Ranger thought it was a good idea, is that it?
Yes, sir.
Well, he's right, Dan. Doesn't do any harm to check on things like that. Let me see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to tell which one was broken.
That's what I said, but...
Yes, it's sort of stiff, isn't it?
No, sir.
That's strange. It generally takes several weeks for a broken finger to limber up.
I guess it would have been stiff, but Tonto fixed it for me.
Tonto fixed it? What'd he do?
Well, when I took the splints off, like you told me to, it was kind of stiff. So Tonto bandaged it again with some leaves and herbs he knows about.
Is that so?
And a couple of days later, he showed me how to keep exercising it all the time to take the stiffness out. Now it's all right. What's the matter? Is that wrong?
Wrong? Of course not. I'm laughing at myself, Dan. Or rather, what my colleagues and I call the medical profession.
Why?
Because we study a lot of textbooks, go to school, and then think we know something about the human body and how to take care of it.
Well, you do, don't you?
Well, after a fashion. Yet an Indian like Tonto knows more about the care of a simple fracture than all of us put together. This finger of yours is a good example. You couldn't have gotten better care at the finest hospital in the East. It's remarkable.
Tonto knows a lot of things.
I have no doubt of it. Tell Tonto when I can spare the time, I'd like to do a little postgraduate work with him.
Yes, sir. And my finger's all right now?
Perfect.
I guess I better be... Hey, gunfire. What's wrong?
I don't know.
Hey, golly. That man lying in the street, he's been shot.
Yes. It's a pretty common occurrence around here, Dan. Gunshot wounds make up the biggest part of my practice.
They're bringing him over here.
Hope it's not too late.
Who is the man, do you know?
Can't tell yet. Do you want to help me out, Dan?
Oh, sure.
Go out in the kitchen, put some water on to boil. I may need it.
Right away.
Guess you saw us coming, eh, Doc?
Who is it, Pete?
Sam Mitchell.
Bring him right in here.
Easy, boys. We'll lay him on the couch. Looks like he's got two or three slugs in his chest, Doc.
Yes, I see. I'll get his shirt off.
Guess me and Slim will go back to the cafe, Pete. Might get in the dog's way if we hang around here.
All right.
Oh, these are nasty wounds. Who did it, Pete?
Ace Dolan.
I thought so. If there's a killing in Buffalo Point, you can lay 8 to 5. Ace Dolan squeezed the trigger. What was the trouble?
Nothing. Sam rode into town from his ranch about 30 minutes ago. He was kind of riled up because he had some more steers rustled off his place last night.
Where was Ace Dolan?
Standing in front of the Drover's Cafe. Sam didn't even see him. He was talking to a bunch of us boys about his missing cattle.
What happened?
Well, Sam was talking kind of loud because he was mad. He said he almost caught the varmints who run off his stock. That they looked a lot like some of Ace Dolan's gun hands.
Did Dolan hear that?
I guess so. Sam said he knew it wouldn't do any good to see Charlie Webster, the sheriff, because everybody knows Charlie's under Ace's thumb.
Yes, that's right. Oh. Hey, Sam, I'll... That's it, Pete. He's gone.
Dead?
Never had a chance. So wonder he lived long enough for you to carry him over here.
Here's the hot water, Dr. Lane.
I won't need it now, Dan. Coroner's the only help for Sam Mitchell.
Oh, gee. Was it an accident?
Murder's a better name.
That's no lie, Doc. He's stolen, just cuts down whoever he pleases.
And he'll continue to do it unless the decent folks in this town get together and elect an honest sheriff. Aren't you running against him, Pete, in the election day after tomorrow?
Sure. I don't have a ghost of a chance for getting in. You're not.
Why not?
Because Ace Dolan's gunmen terrorize everybody in the county. They're afraid to vote for anyone but Charlie Webster.
That's about the size of it.
He rides roughshod over every rancher for miles around. Dolan steals, robs, and kills. And what we call the law looks the other way.
Golly. It seems to me if everybody got together and voted for this man to be sheriff instead of Webster, he'd be elected.
It isn't that simple, Dan.
Not with Dolan's gunnies standing around the voting place with 45s in their hands. By Juniper, I wish I could be elected sheriff here in Buffalo Point. I'd ride herd on that crook Dolan so
no
fast
he... No use wishing. We can't do anything about it. To make it even worse, when I despise the man so much, Ace Dolan is one of my patients.
He is? What's wrong with him?
A little rheumatism. It scares him to death.
I guess if the truth were known, Ace is scared of anything that he can't kill with his gun.
As a doctor, I took an oath to always do everything in my power to relieve suffering. But when I treat him, I wish I hadn't taken the oath.
I guess I better be going, Dr. Lane. We'll be camped near here for a few days. I'll see you later.
Yes, Dan. Give your friends my regards. Tell them to drop in and see me, too.
Thanks. I will. So long.
Nice-looking kid, Doc. Who is he?
Ben Reed. He's one of the smartest youngsters I know.
Well, I guess I might as well mosey down to the courthouse, tell the coroner to come up here and finish the job Ace Dolan started.
It's a shame, isn't it, Pete?
What you talking about?
Just thinking. It's a shame there aren't more kids like Dan Reed in the world, and... fewer men like Ace Dolan.
Mister, what do you want?
Talk to you for a minute.
Well, start talking.
Not here. Too many people. In the back room.
All right, come on. What is it?
Ace, about that Sam Mitchell killing this afternoon. You put me in a pretty tough spot.
Yeah? Why?
Too many people saw it. I can't say it was self-defense because Sam wasn't packing a gun.
Call it whatever you're a mind to. I don't care.
That ain't the idea, Ace. I'm the law here in Buffalo Point.
Now, wait a minute. Don't let that tin badge give you any fancy notions. You're the law here because I say so.
I know that, Ace, but people do a lot of talking.
Let them talk. I'm running this town. You don't know it by now. It's time they learn.
But you can't just murder somebody.
That's my business. I'm paying you to wear that star and make a noise like a sheriff. But don't do it around me. Understand?
Yes, yes. I see what you mean, Ace.
Sam Mitchell needed killing, so he got it. And so will anybody else who has any ideas like he did.
Yes. Say, did you know that Pete Saunders is running against me in the election day after tomorrow?
That's a laugh.
Can't help but think maybe some folks want a new sheriff.
Before anybody can get you a job, he's got to be elected, ain't he? All legal and proper.
Sure, sure.
There can't be any election without ballots. Can't be any ballots without your name on them, because my boys will see that only the right kind of people vote.
Mm. I hope it works out all right.
Don't worry, I'll see that it works. Ooh.
What's the matter?
Rheumatism. I think it's getting worse lately. Up here in my right shoulder. I gotta go and see that Sawbones first thing in the morning.
I'm glad to hear that Dr. Lane approved of the treatment Tonto gave you, Dan.
Gee, yeah. He said my finger healed fine. And Tonto was awful smart.
Hear that, Tonto?
Dr. Lane's more worried about that killing today and a crooked sheriff in Buffalo Point than anything else.
What's a man's name who's behind all this, Dan?
Ace. Ace Dorn. From the way Dr. Lane and Pete were talking, I guess he does anything he wants to. Steals horses, rustles cattle, and kills people. And nobody can stop him because Charlie Webster, the sheriff, is working for him.
Didn't you say they were having an election in Buffalo Point?
Yeah, day after tomorrow. It won't mean anything because everybody's afraid to vote.
I see.
What makes Dr. Lane the maddest is that Ace Dolan is a patient of his. He's the only doctor in town, and he has to treat him.
Well, is Dolan sick?
I guess he's got rheumatism. Doctor says he's an awful coward about it.
Most men who depend upon guns for power are cowards.
So I guess no matter how much the people of this county want an honest sheriff, they just can't get one.
Maybe they can.
How?
Maybe Dr. Lane and Tonto could help Buffalo Point hold an honest election.
Dr. Lane and Tonto? I don't understand.
Tonto, you could build yourself a teepee, couldn't you? Like one of the native Indians around here?
But why Tonto do that?
I'll explain later. Dan, I'm going to write a note to Dr. Lane. I want you to take it to him tonight.
Sure.
If he agrees with my plan, he may need your help. So you stay there and do whatever you can.
Sure. Is Tonto going with me?
No, Tonto and I'll stay here and build a teepee.
A teepee?
One that's worthy of a real Indian medicine man.
See the note, Dan?
Yeah, here.
Well, I'll be. The psychological effect of fear would. I believe it will work. It's got to. Dan, the Lone Ranger's a very wise man.
I think so.
With his knowledge of human nature and Tonto's knowledge of plant life, we may give Buffalo Point its first honest election.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. Early the following morning, Dan Reed, following Dr. Lane's instructions, carried a message to Pete Saunders.
I can't figure out why the doc wants me to start something like that. You know?
Could help you win the election. What difference does it make?
That's right. Tell Doc I'll go down to the cafe right now. Charlie Webster's generally hanging around there at this time of day. That's the quickest way to get the story started. Morning, Charlie.
Morning.
Guess there ain't no law against the two rival candidates for sheriff passing the time of day.
Well, none that I know of.
Too bad about Sam Mitchell getting killed yesterday.
Yes. Accidents will happen.
Why did Ace shoot him?
Well, Sam was going for his gun, I guess. Ace shot in self-defense.
Wasn't no gun on Sam when me and some of the boys carried him over to Doc Lane's house.
I guess he dropped it. Yes, that's what happened. He dropped it.
Say, I saw Ace Dolan on the street a few minutes ago. He looks awful bad, don't he?
Bad?
Sick, I mean. You can see it in every line of his face.
Yeah?
What's wrong with him, do you know?
Well, nothing, I guess, except a little rheumatism.
Must be some new kind of rheumatism to make him look so bad. Well, see you later, Charlie.
Yeah. Bill, have you seen Ace this morning?
Not yet. Why?
Never mind.
Sure, Charlie. I just saw Dolan a few minutes ago.
Where?
Going into the barber shop.
How'd he look?
Same as ever. Why?
I heard he was sick. Some new kind of rheumatism.
What's that you say? Ace Dolan sick.
Yeah, a new kind of rheumatism. Charlie Webster just told me.
Ace Dolan's mighty sick.
Oh, what's wrong with him?
A disease so new, there ain't even a name for it.
Imagine that. Never figured Ace Dolan for a sick man.
Ace.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
How do you feel?
Why, all right.
You do look kind of peaked around the eyes. Is it painful?
What are you talking about?
Your rheumatism. When you were complaining about it last night, I never figured it was serious. Not really bad, I mean.
My rheumatism? Well, does it show in my face?
Never noticed it till now.
Hey, where's the looking glass?
Back of the bar.
Oh. Yeah. I do look kind of sick.
What does the doctor say?
Well, I haven't seen him yet. I'll go over to his house right now.
Ace, about those guards we're going to put around the voting place tonight.
No, we'll talk about that later. Right now, I got to see a doctor.
Now, Mr. Dolan, I'll take a look at that shoulder. Does it hurt?
No, not all the time.
How high can you raise your arm?
Oh, I don't know.
Pain, huh?
Yeah, I guess it shows in my face, don't it, Doc?
Yes, I think it does. Especially when you raise your arm.
Well, what is it, Doc? Rheumatism, ain't it?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Well, just offhand, I'd say your complaint is much more serious than ordinary rheumatism.
What?
I don't know. That's the trouble.
You mean that you, a sawbones, can't figure it out?
Doctors don't know everything.
Well, is it bad? What am I going to do for it?
I could suggest a remedy, but you might not like it.
Well, now, Doc, when I'm ailing, I'll do anything.
Very well. I'm going to send you to another doctor.
Another doctor? Who is it?
An Indian medicine man who's camped near here. Indians, as a rule, don't suffer from rheumatism. They drink some sort of a herb tea that's very beneficial.
Oh, you mean this redskin medicine man might cure me?
He might.
Where's he camped?
About 3 miles north, near the river.
I'll ride out there.
If I were you, I wouldn't lose any time.
It won't take long, will it? I mean, whatever the Indian does for rheumatism. I've got to be back in town before sundown.
I don't know how long it takes, Ace. That's up to you and the Indian.
Well, I guess there's nothing else to do but go out there.
Well, let me know how you come out.
Sure. I'll let you know. Must be the place. There's the Indian's teepee. How?
How?
You the medicine man?
Oh, sometime me make medicine.
I got a bad shoulder. Rheumatism. Heard you could cure it.
Me cook medicine now. You sit down and drink.
Yeah, that's what the sawbones said, that you'd have me...
Now, here. You drink.
Hey, just what'll this stuff do to me?
You come for Indian medicine. You not drink it. Me not care.
Well, all right.
Ah, that good. Pretty soon you feel plenty better.
I hope so. I'm kind of sleepy now.
Maybe you tired. You rest a little while, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I will.
You sleep, maybe. Tonto, sit here and watch.
Oh, Victor, oh, boy. It worked, Dr. Lane. I just left Tonto's camp. Ace Dolan's up there asleep.
Good. How long did Tonto say his mixture would keep Mr. Dolan inactive?
Till tomorrow sometime.
Then you've got some writing to do, Dan.
I know it.
Cover every ranch in the county. Tell them not to be afraid to come into town tomorrow and cast about it for Pete Saunders.
I'll write as fast as I can.
And I'll wait till supper time before doing my part.
Bringing a message from Dr. Lane and Pete Saunders.
Yeah? What is it?
Ace Dolan's gang won't be in town tomorrow. You'll be able to vote any way you please.
What's that? Are you sure?
Come in and see for yourself. Come on, Victor. You gonna vote in the election tomorrow?
Oh, what's the use? Ace Dolan'll have a gun at our backs.
No, he won't. He won't be there. Come on, Victor. Ho, 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 Victor. Come into Buffalo Point and boat tomorrow. Ace Dolan has left town. Get up, Victor.
And that kid riding the white horse. He says Ace Dolan's gang is gone. We can vote any way we want to.
An honest election.
I'm voting for Pete Saunders.
So am I.
I've been all over the county. Everybody's riding into town tomorrow.
Sure, it's too good to be true.
What happened to Dolan?
I don't know, but I'm glad he's gone.
Hello there, Doc.
Good evening, Sheriff.
Don't see you around here very much. I didn't think you were a drinking man.
I'm not, ordinarily. Tonight is different.
Yeah? You celebrating something?
Just the opposite. I feel bad.
What's the trouble?
I'm afraid I lost a patient today.
That's all? Who is it?
He's pretty well known here in town. Ace Dolan.
Ace Dolan? You mean Ace is... must have been that rheumatism of his.
I suppose so.
How did it happen?
I don't know exactly. You see, I sent him to another doctor.
Election. Tomorrow's the election.
What did you say?
Excuse me, Doc. I've got to talk to some of the boys. I got it straight from Doc Lane, boys. Ace is dead.
Where'd he die?
Well, the doc sent him to another doctor someplace else. Must have died there.
Yeah, I guess it must be right, because if Ace was alive, he'd be here tonight with the election coming up in the morning.
Hey, what are we going to do about the election?
We'll handle it just like we always do. You boys will cover everything.
Now,
so...
wait a minute. If Ace is dead, who pays us off?
Yeah, who's going to handle the rustling end of the business from now on?
Yeah, not for me. I'm getting out of town. You can't tell what's liable to happen around here without Ace to swing the whip.
Yeah.
Now, listen, boys. There's no reason...
Who guarantees us protection? You?
Well, I...
You couldn't even hold down the law job without Ace to back you up.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, these people in Buffalo Point can elect any sheriff they want to. I'm leaving town tonight.
Quiet, please. Quiet.
As one of your fellow citizens of Buffalo Point, it's my privilege to announce the final results of the sheriff's election. The ballots have just been counted. For Pete Saunders, 684. For Charlie Webster, 1. Gentlemen, meet Buffalo Point's new sheriff. Pete Saunders.
Yeah! Hey, what is this? What's going on?
He's stolen.
I thought he was dead. How did he get here?
Yeah, how did he get in here?
Is it really you?
Where are the boys? What happened?
They left town last night, all of them.
Left town?
They wouldn't stay after we heard you were dead.
What do you mean, dead?
Where have you been, Ace?
Some loco redskin medicine man doped me. I've been asleep.
But we thought... I mean, somebody said...
No, it's a trick. A trick to get you out of office, to elect a new sheriff.
You're right, Ace. It was a trick and it worked. Last we have real law and order in Buffalo Point.
Excuse me, Doc. I want to perform my first duty as sheriff. You're under arrest, Dolan. The charge is murder and cattle rustling.
Drop that gun or
Nice work, sheriff. I think the law's in safe hands.
You're right, Lane. You're right.
Lane, ain't you?
That's right.
Say, this is the best thing that ever happened in the whole county. Who's responsible for it? You?
No, it wasn't my idea.
Well, then who did it?
The credit belongs to three people.
Well, who are they?
I'm sorry, I'd like to tell you, but a doctor never betrays a confidence.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to otrwesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to otrwesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.